This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now
the New York Islanders have advanced to the third round of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Be curious, not judgmental.
All right, this series is over.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers, even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Ba-boom! Ba-boom! Ba-boom!
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
An Odyssey Station.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
There you go.
How's that?
Hi.
Man, ain't it going on, trying to survive?
With your host.
Greg, the host.
Journalism Standard, Greg Hill.
Is she Uke's kid?
It is Maureen Brady's daughter, Maya.
Maureen Brady's daughter is the best player in women's college softball.
I mean, I don't know if she's the best, but she's really, really good.
I mean, Greg, of all people, you should love softball. It's how you interview people.
But I'm telling you.
Shots fired, boop, boop.
Boop, boop.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
Two things you don't play around with. Bodies of water, the ocean, and fat people. You don't play around. You know, my mother taught me this growing up.
I saw that on a bumper sticker.
Two things you respect. Bodies of water and fat people.
Now, why the fat people?
Because things can get ugly real quick.
They can lose it in any moment.
Real quick.
Joined by...
Ken and Curtis aren't adults.
Two idiot producers.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
And I can eat a whole pizza by myself.
I always wonder, like, at the end of the year, how many five-minute sort of diversions that Wiggy leads us on, what does that add up to?
You mean minutes consumed by...
Right. Yes. Well, wait, how is this a diversion? You're usually the one with the non-sequiturs. We're talking about pizza here.
Nice job, Ooh,
nice.
Like
that? Beautiful.
Yeah, like I've been paying attention.
Right. Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You masshole!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it!
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On Sports Radio.
Cheers. Crushing beers and watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Lake Winnipesaukee.
Well, I was going to say good morning, but what's good about it? Disgusting effort by almost every individual on that Boston Bruins team.
And a disgusting pizza you ate last night, too, by the way. What was that?
Don't distract from the main topic of discussion, which is that I may not make it through the next 4 hours because I am absolutely disgusted with the Boston Bruins. And they are a better hockey team, Ken Laird. Can we establish that at the get-go here?
Clearly not.
Than the Islanders?
Yes.
Not the group that was on the ice last. Are you kidding me?
They are talent-wise a better hockey club. Nobody showed up. Well, you know what? I'm going to leave three guys out of the discussion today.
Okay.
Tuukka.
One is going to be wildly controversial. That was not Tuukka's fault, that loss last night.
Okay.
It was not.
When's the tea time at Woodland?
I knew it. See, I can't even express my opinion.
You're on an island by yourself with that one.
I'm on Tuukka Island?
Yeah, I think
that's
you're on
fine.
Tuukka Island.
Then I will be on Tuukka Island.
You're at Cocktail Island.
That that loss is squarely on the D. Squarely on the D. Two guys showed up last night, Marsh and McAvoy, and that is it. It, as far as I'm concerned. So, Curtis, what's your expert opinion?
Well, you know, I wanted to wait to my lead because people all over the country are waking up to hear my opinion on Game 6.
Which part? Are they on the West Coast or the East Coast?
West Coast. Okay. I have to say, we usually don't get a ton of texts during the replay because the audience isn't quite there yet, but Wiggy saying that Denver was on the West Coast is like saying that Boston is in the Southeast because it's equidistant Boston to Georgia as it is Denver to the West Coast in the Pacific Ocean. But, oh my God, that team, it's two people to blame, in my opinion.
Okay.
Bruce Cassidy, number one.
Speak the truth.
Because what the hell, the injury, and then he's playing 2 days later, the whole game. Two is Rask. Rask doesn't give a damn about anybody other than Tuukka Rask. Don't let the, you know, don't ever come back to Boston. You are a waste of talent.
Don't let the door not hit you when the good Lord split you.
You just do not know the game. You clearly never played the game like Wiggy and I did.
I never want to see Tuukka Rask in net for the Boston Bruins again.
God.
See you later.
God. See, that's the way it's going to go all morning.
Yeah, I think you're on Tuukka Island, Greg. It's going to be hot.
I'm not on Tuukka Island. Are you in the Twitch chat this morning?
No, I can't get it up because his computer moves at a snail's pace.
I thought Dale took it there.
Hockey Mom 284. Anyone like Megamind who tries to blame Tuukka for last night has no clue about hockey.
Yeah, I wouldn't put the blame squarely on him. Too many turnovers, sloppy play.
Well, he had one of them. It's not his fault last night, Greg, but in hindsight, they should have started
the rookie.
I don't blame
that play on Tuukka, because later on in the game, he makes the same play where he comes out and passes the puck to Mike Riley, and they say nothing about it because Riley catches it.
You have got Grizz coughing the puck up twice in front of the net on two goals.
Yep. So that's the worst I've ever seen him play.
Horrible.
Yeah, that was bad.
Absolutely horrible. He's passing the puck to them in front of Tuukka. Like, give me a break. That's not on Tuukka.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Those two.
God.
This team collapsed. What happened? The last two games, they collapsed.
They absolutely collapsed. You are absolutely right about that.
Who stands atop of the bench?
So it's all on Cassidy as far as you're concerned.
I would say all of it, but you got to put it on the coach, right? Mm-hmm. It's an elimination game. How about getting you guys ready to play?
And I recall Maria, who's, you know, the expert in the Twitch chat, saying if it were a 5-on-5 game, the Bruins would win easily.
Yeah.
Well, 5-on-5, they got their ass kicked. They had two power play goals. The Islanders had none.
Yeah.
And they lost the game 6-2. So. Go back to the tape, Maria.
The officiating was better.
That worked, I guess. Bruce credit for that.
What worked was they wanted a game 7. That's what worked.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, if you'd like to be on the show this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Wiggy says, I am alone on Tuukka Island this morning. Texter says it's actually Coco Island, but I'm on some sort of an island. I wish I was on some kind of an island and not in Brighton, Massachusetts. But coming up on the show, we'll get to our leads in about 10 minutes. And then the dumbest of the day at around 7:30 or so this morning, you can win Red Sox tickets during the 8 o'clock hour.
All right.
Not a great night for your Boston Red Sox last night either.
It's Sox season. It is Sox season.
Okay. Some great women's softball on last night, I have to say. Oklahoma ties that series up with Florida State.
And also a chance to win $1,000 at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 on a Friday Junior.
Happy Friday Junior, everybody.
Here on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI. And here is Ken and what is trending.
OMF. Days 2-6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Oh boy. 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Jeep Freedom Days bring you trending. Save up to $7,000 on all new Jeep SUVs and Ram trucks. All right, season over last night. 6-2 the final. Game 6. Brock Nelson steal off Matt Grizzlick and that ensuing breakaway. 5:20 of the second gave New York a lead they would not relinquish. Marsh, a couple of power play goals. Much to break down in this game. Tuukka Rask, of course, a part of it. His future, very much up in the air, Greg. One of several free agents on this team, including David Krejci and Taylor Hall. But Rask was asked right afterward what was going on with the health. What's bothering you?
I don't want to get into that right now. We're going to release the injury report in a couple of days. We're going to have our exit meetings. We can talk about it then. I'll give you a full lowdown then. Let's just, you know, I don't think that needs to be a headline now.
It is a headline, though.
And we should be talking about that one-timer slap pass goal by Moshin. Two great goals in two games that we can't even really talk about.
No, I mean, I'm telling you, you can't say a single negative thing about his performance during the regular season and during the playoffs.
He was schmoney.
That makes it all the more frustrating, right? You have Moshin at the top of his game.
Yeah, you do.
Schmoney.
You do. When it comes to the grizzled veterans on this team, you may not see Krejci any longer here. I mean, I expect that Berge, it's Bergeron, it's Patrice, has a couple years left in him.
1 year left on his deal. Yeah.
Tuukka Rask, according to a texter, and I'm sure he did the research, in 10 elimination games, he is 3-7 with the goals against almost 5. That is not an elite $10 million a year goaltender. He comes up small in the biggest moments.
So he's like the A-Rod of hockey, has great regular seasons and then disappears.
And you know what the misnomer is on Derek Jeter? He's a great clutch player. He played to his league average in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Most people fail more often when the pressure is highest. Derek Jeter does not. Tuukka Rask's play gets worse as the stakes increase.
At times, your ignorance is stunning. Absolutely stunning. But we'll discuss that further later.
Yep. Hey, who's that bartender? My Atlanta. Jeez.
Also, Corrali, a free agent, by the way. Have you reached out to your boy?
No, I have not. But I am not sure that we would like to have him back here next year.
Ooh.
Wow. Would you like to have him back?
He's better as a center. I mean, he wasn't the problem last night.
Don't you think that everybody on this team is pretty much expendable except for Moshin?
Yeah, I would say farewell to DeBrusk as soon as possible.
Oh, God. I mean, don't waste that good take now.
Moshin and McAvoy, I would say, were probably the two most
What's the deal with the take, Curtis?
DeBrusk? Huh? Who cares about DeBrusk? This is about Cassidy and Rask. That's it.
Okay. All right. You want me? Should I go home?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
All right, I'll head home. You can handle the show.
DeBrusk making $3.5 million next year. That's a legit take. That's a problem.
I'm not allowed to say anything without running it by Curtis. He's the expert.
He's going
to
shut his mic.
He's the hockey expert. Loves hockey. Yeah. He's been talking about it for what, 7-8 years on the
probably
show.
Probably like 7-8 days.
You guys did a lot of hockey talk before, right? When Curtis was in charge.
Yeah, zero.
A lot of it
after line one. You got goals everywhere. I mean, you got holes everywhere.
Tuukka's horrible.
Tuukka, I'm defending you right now. Tune into the stream.
Tomorrow morning, I'm going to talk about how awful Tuukka was.
It's going to be a long morning.
Numbnuts.
Red Sox have an Astros problem. They go down to Houston again, 8-3. Had a 2-0 lead. That got away. 17 hits for Houston on the night. Final game of the series, 7-10 tonight. 6-10 pregame on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. E-Rod opposing Greinke. That'll be a good one. Gerrit Cole struck out Josh Donaldson twice. That's an interesting meetup of two guys after the accusation of cheating.
Sticky balls.
Sticky balls. Celtics have begun to assemble coaching candidates for Woj. Brad Stevens has a big list, including Chauncey Billups of the Clippers.
Yeah, I don't really care about the coach, Brad. I want you to go get my boy Dame Dollar.
They need a coach, too. Bleacher Report story also saying it's likely the Seas will part ways with Kemba Walker.
Mm-hmm.
Friction started when he was shot by Ainge last summer. He no longer feels wanted. And the story says players around the league didn't trust Ainge, going back to the Isaiah Thomas trade. Deshaun Watson wants to be traded to Denver for Broncos corner Kareem Jackson. We'll see if that happens. And OTAs continue for the Patriots. Today is the open media session of the week, so they'll get to see who gets the first team reps. Is Mac the guy or is Stidham the guy? That's big today.
And should we take Belichick live at 9:30? I think it would be a good presser today.
Will he be talking about Tuukka Rask? That's all right. Let's take it live if he's talking about Tuukka.
Sports lead next, or you want to go? When you want to tease for the lead?
I think I think I'm going to go with a food lead.
Okay.
It's gonna put me in a better mood.
Okay, good.
There is one of America's most beloved longtime food items has been canceled, and I cannot believe we've reached the point in this country.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where we are canceling food, but this food item, it's as American as Chevy, as mom.
Oh, wow!
And it is being canceled. Uh-oh. So we'll get, that might be my lead.
That's coming up next.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Come on, love my girl. She looks good. Come on. One more.
Five to one, baby. One in five. No one here gets out alive now. You get yours, baby. I'll get mine. Gonna make it, baby, if we try.
We will get to today's leads momentarily, but the angry mob is demanding the opportunity to speak like Maria. Curtis, you mentioned Maria earlier, and Maria, good morning. Oh, Maria's not there. How about that?
That was my fault. Was
what? You hung up on Maria?
I turned it over like Chris.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Maria. Call back.
Oh, my Lord.
That was like the Bruins performance last night.
You got to put the do-rag back on again.
Yeah,
you,
that's sorry. What it is. Maria's back. Sorry.
That's like your magical power, the do-rag.
Oh, I think I jinxed him.
Hello, Maria.
Hey, good morning, Greg. Spoiler alert, I am Hockey Mom 284.
Oh,
didn't know if you knew that or not.
Oh, would you like to educate Chris Curtis?
Well, you know, Curtis, I'm going to give you credit, my friend, for coming with your stats with the closeout games. And while, as I said, the stats don't lie, they also don't lie when it comes to coaching as well, because, you know, Bruce Cassidy has got to take a little bit of the heat as well for what happened in this series. And I think he did some things that totally backfired on him. And let's give credit where credit is due. The New York Islanders systematically destroyed the Boston Bruins from every aspect of the game to the other. They were better in every single facet of the game, and your team did not compete hard enough. Now, that's on the players, and that's on the coaches. What a disappointment last night was from top to bottom. Everybody. Tuca did, you know, I think Tuca played decent. Maybe he didn't play great, but nobody on that roster did except for Brad Marchand and Charlie McAvoy until he got that cheap shot from Palmieri, which, you know, of course went uncalled.
Mm-hmm.
I need, you know, the morons up in Toronto to explain to me how you look at that again on replay, see the elbow to the head, see the player bleeding. He's taken off the ice by the concussion spotters, yet there's no opportunity to relook at that and put Palmieri in the box. But did that make the difference in the game? No. But, you know, I think Cassidy needs to take a little bit of heat as well. If you're going to dump on Tuca, you need to dump on Cassidy as well.
Okay,
because
what
his closeout record is not great either.
What about the D? The D was absolutely
pathetic.
Horrendous.
Matt Grizzlick. You were supposed to be the step in for Torrey Krug, and you were a freaking turnover machine in this series. Not only did you not quarterback the power play in the manner in which you were supposed to, you were also a turnover machine. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the Seattle Kraken can have a shot at just about anybody on this roster except for Brad Marchand and Charlie McAvoy, and I'm going to throw my captain in there, Patrice Bergeron, just because I have a severe soft spot for him in my heart.
Well, what about Pasta?
You know what? At this point, if you can get, I'm honestly, you know, I think it's time to take a cold, hard look.
Okay.
Cold, hard look at everything.
Thank you, Maria. Here's a text which says, Greg, please stop defending your friend Tuca. It comes across as extremely biased and ignorant. So, I mean, am I allowed to speak this morning or not? Wiggy, what's the ruling on that?
I think we have to go to the hockey guy.
We do? We go to the hockey guy?
Okay. Curtis, you know. Right.
We'll you're on a short leash. Tuca should have been on a short leash.
But I do. I agree with Maria as far as, like, when you think about everybody being, you know, on the trading block or besides Marchand, McAvoy. I know she threw Pasta in there.
Well, she threw Berge in there, obviously. You're not getting rid of Patrice Bergeron.
Why not?
What?
Why not? I'd rather keep...
God.
If I had to choose between Pasta and Patrice Bergeron, I would go with Pasta.
You don't have to choose. What are we doing? Let's not...
No. We're saying, okay, if you bring back...
They're throwing the baby out with the bathwater, Ken. That's what they're doing.
Oh, and we got to throw the baby out with the bathwater. What are we using? If we have no bathwater, why do we need a baby?
Now that makes sense.
Greg, here's what I say.
Like boobs on a bucket.
Right. Why do we need the bathwater?
If you bring this team back as is, right, are you going anywhere?
No.
Okay.
Not.
Well, if they're healthier.
Are we going to do the injury thing again?
I know, exactly.
The Carlo injury turned the series.
Right,
I tweeted it at the time live and go back and check.
But everybody
game three, that hit by Clutterbuck, that swung everything.
Right, but there are plenty of guys that get hurt during the playoffs. You can't have that every year. So then you're cool with the Celtics going, all right, let's run it back because of health issues. If Jaylen Brown was healthy, it'd maybe be a different outcome.
This is Mike from Florida. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Not great.
Me either. I'm terrible. That was awful. Uh-huh. I mean, it started, you know, a couple nights ago on Monday night watching that game, the tone was set. The problem I saw, aside from their terrible passing that just drove me nuts, is the fact that the Islanders could do whatever they wanted and there was no consequence from the referees and from the Bruins. Nobody stepped up. What Paul Mary did last night, you need to have somebody that's going to knock him the F out. It's ridiculous that guy was able to do that and then go on to score a goal and basically run the show on your team. And what I'm looking at, Wiggy, I know you're going to say Chara sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point in his career, yes, he pretty much does. He's not what he used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But when you lost that type of defenseman, you lost that type of production on the ice, somebody that's going to basically sit in the middle and be able to block shots and get in guys' faces. You didn't have anybody that would fill in. Charlie McAvoy is great, but with the loss of Carlo, he can't do it on his own. You need to have a guy you can lean on in that defense. And Tuca, honestly, I don't think he should have started. He didn't look any better than he did Monday night. I appreciate the fact that he made the effort to get in net and at least got it out. But he wasn't ready, and that's on Cassidy.
Well, yeah, I mean, but he's a soft goaltender who always bails on you, except last night.
Except
throughout this series, he didn't bail on you.
You're deflecting.
Well, you can't necessarily blame people when he's got a track record of not showing up.
Well, which is he?
Which is
he?
Games.
Which is he? Is he a soft goaltender who always bails on big games, or is he a guy who played through an injury? And you can't be both.
I don't think he bails. I'm not going to say that he bails, but what I do think is when it comes to these type of games, he just doesn't have his best game when it's most important.
Okay. All right, Mike, thank you.
By the way,
yes.
I want to blame someone else. Don Sweeney. So Tom Wilson had that dirty hit on Carlo. That was March 5th.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A month and a week before the trade deadline. If you know that this is an issue for Carlo, he's got a concussion. That was a really reckless hit. He's one other ding away from missing action. Wouldn't you say Sweeney should have brought in another defenseman?
A defenseman. Well,
they brought in Mike Riley.
But maybe a defenseman, Curtis, and you're right about that, that kind of is more of the Carlo style of defenseman. Riley's more of a Grizzlies type of defenseman. And the whole Chara thing, the way the game is played nowadays, there's no real enforcer. Guys are not worried about repercussions on hitting guys.
Not really.
And so, I mean, even if you have a guy like Chara, they're like, no one's concerned. They're skating by him.
All right. Well, let's get to today's leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for
that right there is Sublime.
Nice.
And the title of that song is I Really Wanna Know. What is the title of that song?
Santeria.
I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball.
Oh, wow.
No idea what that song's actually about, but yeah, it's a good song.
I thought it was about some sort of a strain of Kush, Wiggy. As you would say. Mm-hmm. Is it not?
I don't know. I don't know that song.
That was about a murder or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know that song.
Right. The leads this morning brought to you by Subaru Summer, which is going on right now. It's your chance to hit the road in a brand new 2021 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. And I'm going to try to turn things around. A texter says that depressed Greg is not my favorite Greg. So I'm going to get over last night. Within the next hour, and put a smile on my face.
Well, good.
I'll get over it soon.
Well, Sweeney deserves some criticism, not Cassidy. I will agree with Curtis on this. This is not on the coach. And, Greg, you're right. At the heart, the D fell apart here. You gave up three power play goals in the home game in Game 5, and last night was just an abomination in the second period.
Did you say I was right?
You were right.
Okay, thank you.
This is about your defense not being up to snuff. You had Riley playing on a second pair. He's a third pair defenseman. Carlo going out. Grizzlick probably should be a second pair guy. You lost Krug and Chara, and they expected young guys to step up and replace them, and they were not ready to do so, including Zboril, who you took ahead of Matt Barzal in the 2015 draft.
Yeah.
He and DeBrusk and Sinishin are nowhere to be found in terms of impact players right now, and Barzal just took you out. So from that standpoint, it's not a great look on Sweeney. I think they still have a couple years left if they get Carlo healthy, big if, I guess, based on the concussion problems. They'll be back in the mix next year. And they do have some good young setters, Stanika and Beecher, in the system. But, Greg, that's troubling. You knew Krug and Chara were going to be, you had to replace those guys. They went young, and it bit them in the ass.
Yesterday, you were the same guy praising Sweeney about Craig Smith, Taylor Hall, and Mike Riley. Now you're criticizing them today. Wow.
I'm not saying you fire the guy.
I'm not saying you fire the guy.
But that's what decided the series. They were too thin behind Carlo.
When I try to, spew a little venom at the coaching staff in the front office.
Spew is an excellent word when it comes to you.
You ripped the coach and you ripped Cam Neely, who's a figurehead.
I didn't know Cam Neely was making sure the billboards at TD Garden were fine. I thought he had more of input.
Three billboards on Causeway.
He did that touchless store that they have in there where you don't have to touch anything. Oh. You can buy it without spreading droplets.
And isn't he the one who got them to put meatballs in there as well? So don't they serve meatballs at the game?
Yeah, they do serve
meatballs.
Okay,
so all right.
Yeah.
So
speaking of subs, I want a review of lunch yesterday.
Okay, we'll definitely do that. So we can remove Cam Neely from the discussion. Wait a second.
He and Sweeney are together.
You can't be. You didn't criticize Cam. So we know Cam does billboards and meatballs. So he gets no credit when they do well. It's all about Sweeney.
To me, he's the GM. And they're just too young on D. That's the reality. You have to admit that.
Yeah. All right. Ken, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Hi, everybody. I'm sorry about the bees. That sucked. Don't blame me. Blame Wiggy. He jinxed the whole season.
He did.
No, Fitzy jinxed the whole season with that Carlo report.
Holy cow, was that bad. I'll say it. He texted me later that day, hand to God, saying, not sure about the Cam story, but my source on Carlo is lock solid.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he did.
No, he didn't.
Swear to God.
Oh, my God.
Sorry about that, Nick. But, this is Tuukka and this is Cassidy. I know you say this is low-hanging fruit. This is for the non-hockey people. This is what people would just say if they don't know the game. We have seen championship players in this town over the last 20 years, and we have seen players that aren't built for the moment. Tuukka Rask is not a clutch goaltender. Tuukka Rask is not a guy that when others around him struggle, that can elevate his game and take the team to the next level. We've seen goalies do that. We know Tim Thomas, and Tuukka Rask is no Tim Thomas. And Bruce Cassidy, if we're going to kill Brad Stevens, rightfully so for the Celtics coming up small in big moments, that team last night, the turnovers, that's just attention to detail. That's focus. How are you not focused in an elimination game when who knows if this nucleus is going to be back next year or whatever? You're, I think, what were they, 2, 6, 10 games away from a Stanley Cup championship, and you're out in an elimination game. All you need to do is win that game. You're back in Boston in Game 7 to go to the conference finals, and they played like they didn't give a damn. It was just, it's hustle points. It's attention to detail, and it's a goalie that can elevate those around him by making up for their mistakes and making big saves. That's why they didn't advance.
All right, Curtis, thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
Well, I'm going to jump in that same Uber with Curtis, and you know, but I'm going to take it one step further because
Put your mask on, please. You're still required to wear a mask in an Uber.
And a quick note, in the Uber, I request no conversation, so please follow that.
That's all right. I'll be on my phone. We ripped Brad Stevens because of the locker room problems that the Celtics had and the way that they looked on the court with chemistry. Well, Bruce Cassidy should get ripped the same way. It's an elimination game, and your team comes out with no energy, no sense of urgency, sloppy play. It just looked like they weren't prepared to play in this game. And you, as the head coach of this hockey team, should make sure that your team is ready to go in a game like this. Now, I know it's on the players as well, but it's super important by the head coach of the team to make sure he's beating that message into the head of the players. And we did not see that. You know, there were times in the series, Greg, you brought it up, where I think it was Patrice Bergeron who had to say to Richie, like, stop with the stupid hits, you know, of crossing the line. It's in this town, it's about winning and making sure that your team is prepared to play in championship games. And Bruce Cassidy hasn't done that. He's been the head coach of this team for 4 years. Now, granted, he's gotten to the Stanley Cup Finals once, Game 7, which we all know about the road, easy road, and they lost that series. And the rest, in the other 3 years he's been the head coach, the remaining 3 years, second round and done. So not that you got to say you're going to fire him, but you need to start putting, you know, his feet to the fire a little bit.
Why don't we fire Don Sweeney and elevate Bruce Cassidy to general manager? That seems to be the way they do it in this town. Would that make sense, Wiggy? Would that be all right?
I guess that would make sense. Right.
So you are or aren't calling for the firing of Bruce Cassidy?
No, I mean, listen, maybe yesterday I was a little, whenever I did my lead, is fire them, put them on the hot seat. But I think that next year, if you're 1 and done or 2 and done, that's it.
Okay.
We're gone.
All right. Let me try to lighten the mood a little bit this morning with my lead, because it turns out that we are now talking about canceling food in today's odd period in which we live in, and writing in a lengthy examination in the Guardian newspaper, author and scholar Raj Patel has suggested that it is time to cancel apple pie.
What?
Yes, Wiggy. Apple pie should now be canceled because of its link to slavery and the ongoing genocide of indigenous peoples. Mm.
I love apple pie, though, so I can't rock with you on that one.
You can't?
No, especially with ice cream on it when you put it in a microwave.
A la mode.
You like it a la mode?
Is that what it's called? A la mode?
Yes, that's what it's called with ice cream. It's a la mode.
I love a la mode.
I do love things that are a la mode.
It's not a la mode.
A la mode, whatever. That's when you know you got good at. You can't have apple pie without ice cream.
Yeah. It's not just the apples, by the way. This scholar lists at length the bloody origins of almost every part of the beloved dish, including the sugar, the gingham cloth that is it is traditionally served on, mm. and of course the apples. So, it
wait,
is
how are apples racist?
Well, the indigenous people had to pick them, and they were not remunerated for their efforts. Curtis,
oh okay, reparations for apple pie.
I yes, like the apple yes. crisp too. I think if I had to choose between if I had to choose between two
pie or crisp,
I'd probably go crisp.
Really?
Yeah.
I do like an apple crisp. Oh, I tend to agree with you.
Yeah,
on that.
I'd go apple crisp.
How many times this show does Wiggy answer a question that nobody asked?
No, but we're talking about apple pie here, right? Isn't that like part of the apple pie family? Is the apple
crisp? Right, and then you said you do love apple crisp.
Right, that's next level. They're not canceling that, are they?
I will tell you one thing I don't understand is people who like cheese on their apple pie.
What?
I,
really?
I've
never heard of that.
I've never
You haven't heard of that?
No.
It's a big thing.
I think you're on Tuka Island.
No, I'm not. I'm not on Tuka Island.
There are people that actually like cheese on their apple pie.
Yeah.
I do like cheese.
Wow. I've never heard that before.
That's what Tuka and I had before we went to bed and cuddled last night at the end of that loss.
Yeah, I never heard that before. It's disgusting.
All right. Well, apple pie.
Canceled.
You shall be canceled. You are officially canceled. If you would like to be on the show this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
On the text line, which is 37937, those are today's leads. I have Red Sox tickets to give away this morning. And I will give them away during the 8 o'clock hour. So be listening and be ready to dial during the 8 o'clock hour this morning.
Let's get back.
More of the Greg Hill Show, WEEI.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me
smile. Rachie Lyme is out for Boston. A steal. Nelson right in. He scores!
See it a little bit. Our back end got thin, and it was a challenge for them. So specifically tonight, I think in parts in Game 5.
Here out in front, they score! Brock Nelson on the spot again, and the Islanders have a 3-1 lead.
The forechecker was going to skating, and I decided to go forehand, and then it just ended up bouncing right before him, and no, it was a like we call a grenade. I mean, I don't know. I could have made a better pass, but tape to tape. I mean, that would have made a difference, but it's just one of those bounces that I couldn't get reset and guy, you know, scored.
He'll wrist it, stopped by Rask. The rebound trickles in! It's Kyle Palmieri!
Yeah, it's disappointing. We expected a longer run in this room. You know, we felt like we had a group that could go really deep.
To the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
On a positive note, Grizzlick, it was a two-goal night for Grizzlick last night. Ken.
Good
put two, he put two in last night.
Yeah, he did.
Netted two.
What happened?
Horrible.
Yeah.
That one where he's trying to play the puck like it's the NHL skills competition and puts it on the stick of the opposing player. I mean, I give me a break.
Is that the one in the neutral zone or the one right,
no,
in, front
right in front? Right, right. in front.
Oh, the one in front.
A complete giveaway.
But the one in the neutral zone that made it 2-1, a caller brought up the hit on McAvoy that put him out for 6 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That
yeah.
came during that stretch, and you think back on it, like that hit from Palmieri, that's probably a trickle down. Maybe Grizzlick was playing too much, like probably played 3 minutes of that stretch.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't call that though. I'm with Maria on that one. How do you not call that?
This is Todd from Cambridge. Todd, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Greg, quick idea for a T-shirt for you, Greg. How about Remember the a la mode?
Yes, Remember the a la mode. Yes, excellent. Go ahead.
My mom's going to wash my mouth out with drain cleaner when I say this, but I got to agree with Wiggy in the sense that the difference between the Celtics and the Bruins when we watch them, and Wiggy was bringing up that they just didn't seem motivated. The difference between those teams and Belichick's team is that if you play like that for Belichick, you're benched for the rest of the season, and you will be traded the first day of opening trade.
They just disappeared.
Right.
The last three games?
Yeah, well, I
mean, I don't know. At least the last two, they just...
Where's the emotion?
They milled it in.
Where's the emotion?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, it was a 1-1 game in the second. That wasn't emotion yesterday.
Right, but when you watch that game...
The second period, they were horrible.
But that's giveaways. Right. It's not like it's lack of emotion.
But when you watch... Giveaways are when you're not paying attention to detail. It's not paying attention to small things.
That's when you're exposed because you're playing over your head.
When you watch that game, did they have any sense of urgency through the first two periods?
Can we remove Brad Marchand from the discussion?
Yeah. Remove him from it.
And Charlie McAvoy from the discussion.
And Tuca.
But the rest of the team showed no sense of urgency. There was only like probably about a 3 minute stretch, about 8 minutes in the second period where they actually you look like, all right, this team is kind of turning around.
What does that mean? Like it's back to the old game face, you know?
No sense of urgency.
Sense of what does that mean? Sense
that means
of urgency.
Like the way they're throwing their bodies around, the way that they came out in game four when they were all over the islands, big hits. They had none of that. I mean, we talk about that, so how come we can't talk about...
They were right in there. It's a 1-1 game, and then you get a bad giveaway with McAvoy out, and that's it.
It's a 1-1 game because the Islanders are not capitalizing on your mistakes, but your sense of urgency, you lack that, and that's on the coach to make sure the players are ready to go. If you're telling me they were ready to go come that first period, the start of the game, I don't know what game you was watching.
How do you feel about bringing Taylor Hall back? I mean, he was so good at the end of the regular season, and then... I don't know. Not so much in the playoffs.
What do you have? One goal and one assist in this series?
He had a great goal in game two.
That was it.
And pretty quiet after that.
That was it. I mean, they you know, really besides Marchand and Pasta, when you think about it, everybody else couldn't really find the back of the net.
I mean, Pasta missed the empty netter or the open net.
Right, but those are like...
Pasta was not that great. I mean, he had the one-timer, but, you know, and the other thing, too, is on the power play, the ridiculous dump in the middle when there's the three defenders right there, how many times are they going to try that and get nothing from it and keep doing it?
Well, so who's that on?
That's on Cassidy.
Right. Like, change
it
up.
The power play was good. They scored 6 power play goals in the series. I mean,
Seven in the series.
I mean, that is not the issue.
No, but I think
had like 9 points.
But I think the point that Greg's trying to make, and it seems like at times, like it seems like they do dumb things at dumb times. You're like, why are you trying to do that? And for me, I think a lot of that has to do with the coaching. I just seems at times, you know what? He'll talk after the game. He'll be transparent. He'll put his big boy grips on. But
they weren't tough enough either. They weren't physical enough. They need who's a Lucic player on this team? Name him.
LB.
Aren't currently on this team right now? Name him.
You don't have that player, but those guys are hard to come by. You don't have those guys.
Richie's supposed to be, right? That's supposed to be your physical power forward.
Yeah, supposed to be Richie, I guess.
He looks like he's skating in quicksand.
This is Steve from Fall River. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Greg. I'm assuming you've been a sports fan before you ascended to this position, so I'm going to remind you of the 2011 Stanley Cup that the Bruins won.
Yes.
And the year before, Tuukka Rask was a rookie or a second-year player, and he got up the team got up 3-0 in a series. He promptly lost the next four games.
Philly.
Now, we washed it off. We washed it off and said, he's got a long way to go. He's very seductive. Everybody thought he was the future. Tim Thomas was, you know, a flopper, a little bit of Doug Keene. You know, he's not prototypical. Tuca was the prototypical guy, played the new way, all the technique, but he has a problem, and it hasn't gone away. He has a ceiling. His ceiling is very, very high. The problem is he can't give you the pinnacle. He can't put you over the top. Now, if you look at 2011, when Tim Thomas came in and had one of the greatest series runs in the playoffs ever, the Bruins could have been out in the first round against the Montreal Canadiens in the overtime in Game 7. First overtime, Tim Thomas made 3 saves. Tuukka Rask has never made in his entire career. They could have been out in the first round. They won the Stanley Cup. They were not doing the right thing. The goalie can put this back together by taking away the other team's mojo. Now, Rask has never done it, but you're also letting the captain slide. The captain slide. This guy is the most overrated. Patrice Bergeron is the most overrated player in the Boston sports history, especially in the last. No, let me tell you why, Greg. Let me tell you why.
Stop.
Let me make a point. I made a very inflammatory thing. Why don't you look up his stats? First of all, the stat he never had was scoring in the playoffs. All I had to hear about was his face-offs. Why don't you look up his meta stats? His face-off. He didn't win the face-off to start the game. He was 0-for-5 in the previous game in the offensive zone. Did he score? He's the next level of coaching, by the way, for
you're
Bruce
right.
Cassidy.
You're right.
I didn't hear you
get
say
rid
anything.
Of him.
No, I'm
get
no,
rid
I,
of him. Get rid of Berge.
Well, guess what?
Why don't you get rid of Berge, Marsh, Pasta?
Look,
get rid of
him.
Go ahead.
I got to tell you one other thing, Greg. Mike Mitnanski ran a show a bunch of years ago. You had a guy come on and say, Patrice Bergeron is one of the top 5 players in the league, which was balderdash. I said, wait a minute, he's not even getting paid like the top 5 player. People called in during the Canada Cup. They're misusing Patrice Bergeron. He only got 2 minutes of play time. 2 minutes in the Canada Cup. Because that's all he deserved on the best team for Canada.
So why is he always a Selke finalist?
You have to score.
He's been a Selke.
Look up.
I got his stats right in front of me, Steve. I got his stats right in front of me.
Yeah, give me the stats.
And you ain't lying. So let's see the last 2 years. 11 games. He's had 4 goals in the 2020-21 season. And then in the 2019 playoff season, 13 games, 2 goals.
Okay.
So, I mean, he doesn't score many goals.
You have 4 goals in a couple rounds. That's pretty good. I mean,
4 goals in 11 games. That's good.
Yes.
In the playoffs?
Yes, it is.
What's his face? Five goals. Marchand had 5 goals, and Pasta had 5 goals in 6 games.
No, Cam Neely should go in there this morning while he's cleaning his locker out and rip the C off his shirt.
No, ain't nobody saying that.
That guy was saying it. Steve was saying that.
Is Steve from Fall River a masochist? Because he's supposedly a Boston sports fan. But he doesn't like any of the teams.
No. He wants to get rid of everybody. Start all over again. This is Steve in the truck. Hey, Steve.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. How are we doing? I know we're on a sad today, but, you know, he's not totally wrong, but you're not getting rid of the Patrice Bergeron. But the team is soft. They let Krug go. They let Chara go. And I know you didn't like Chara, but you know what? If that hit it takes place when Chara's on the ice, Paul Murray did to McAvoy, he's paying for that.
There's nobody
on this team that can make anybody pay back. They need to get tougher. They weren't hitting the way. Every time they had the puck, they'd get knocked off the puck. Every time the Islanders had the puck, they had free lanes to skate. You've got to be more physical. You got to take the puck from them.
Agreed. They were not physical at all.
Well, what's good face-off percentage, Ken? Because
Berge is the best.
He was at 54%. Is that good?
I'm going to hide behind Dale the Plant. Well, he's the best face-off guy in the NHL.
No, but in the postseason, he was 54%.
In this series, it was even. He had a competitive opponent this series. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can't, Greg, you can't sit here and, like, you know.
I'm not going to sit here and say that it's time to get rid of Patrice Bergeron as if he is the problem. The problem is the defense. They stink. They stink. They stink.
So you're putting it all
handed
on the defense.
Handed him two goals. Yes. Is it not clear? Yes. That loss is nearly entirely on the defense.
But you also said beside Brad Marchand, nobody else performed. Nobody else.
I said Charlie McAvoy did.
Okay, so you got one defensive player.
Yeah, you have one guy. One guy.
Don't you got to put the puck in the net?
Hey, Greg, does Tuca play defense?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Oh.
And Curtis, I know you have that entire loss on Tuca and you want him out of here. I understand that.
The goalie has the power to change his series by himself.
Mm-hmm.
When has Tuca Rask done that when the season's on the line?
Do you care at all about hearing what injury he was dealing with?
Not at all.
It doesn't matter to you.
I think Cassidy was just lying, like the Celtics said that nobody got fired. Mm-hmm. I think he pulled Rask because of his play and felt it convenient to say it was injury related.
And right. Greg, if Marchand and
Because then why else would he play in game 7, Greg? Was he all of a sudden healthy for game 6?
He ain't gonna answer that. And if Marchand and Pasta don't score, who else scores? They got no goal scorers on this team besides them two.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna take a break. But more of this to come. Is there any apple pie in the building? I want to get some apple pie before it's canceled. So
we just
get
that.
Some in the little cafeteria. The ones that come in the little packages.
The table talk. Is it the table talk apple pies? Those are delicious.
I don't think it's that. I think it's the one like you would get at McDonald's when you put in the microwave.
We will be right back.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.